overwhelming response from last week's shows. I love it to be this way towards the end of the year also. You know what I'm saying? We're here, we're all the way at the end. The Tzivuyim and Azhorois of the Heilige Piasetzner Rebbe. Tzivuyim and Azhorois is like his last will, his testament, is what he's leaving over to his children, and he's telling us. And this is really, it's a synopsis of many things that we said before. And we're on page Kuf Chof Aleph, if you have the safe in front of you. It's Mamish, the end. This is, we're finishing. A lot of these things were spoken about at length in the Sefer, and we're just being meramis to them, we're hinting to them, or we're just doing a summation. So I think we're up to here. Lama zetil chash es birchas haTorah. Does anyone know if we're up to there? I think we're up to there. Yeah, that's what we're up to. Lama zetil chash es birchas haTorah kriya shma b'boker. Why do you have to whisper, or I'm going to use a different word, mumble birchas haTorah in the morning at kriya shma b'boker with your half open sleepy eyes while you like just rolled out of bed and are about to roll back into bed and you're just like kind of somewhat awake and you know you have to take care of what you have to take care of? Why are we doing it that way? Why is that the way we're doing it? Kedvarim she'ein mamash bem, as if Shema Birchas HaTorah, it's like, it's nothing that has any meaning. Chas v'shalom. Haloi, kol hayoyim bereishisoi talui. The entire day depends on the beginning. The beginning of the day is so, so important. The entire day depends on how you start your day. Someone here, I don't remember who it was. I'll remember soon. Someone asked me, should he learn Bir of Shmoyna Esrei? Or should he learn Bir of the Brachas? There he is. Should he learn Bir of Shmoyna Esrei? Should he learn Bir of the Brachas? What did I tell him? The Brachas. Why did I tell him the Brachas? Because you start off your day with your Brachas. Start off your day with meaning, with feeling. Start off your day with focus, with Kavana. Then everything else will follow. But if you by the time you get to Shmoneh Esrei, your mind is already in a totally different time zone, so then knowing the meaning isn't necessarily going to help you. You got to start off on the right foot. You know, there's many minhagim when it comes to marriage. One of the minhagim is that when the chassan walks to the chuppah, you should start off on the right foot. It should be on the right foot. You should start off. The way that things start is so, so important. I always say, listen to this Gemara. It's a frightening Gemara. It's Yushalmi. Yushalmi speaks about this one personality in the history of the Tanoim, who is someone who went off the derech. It was one famous person. They called him Acher. Acher was a brilliant, brilliant Talmud Chacham. His name was, he didn't start off as Acher. He was one of the Tanoim, and he went off the derech. What happened? The Gemara is struggling with what happened. And by the way, there's lots of different Gemaras. The Gemara speaks about the fact that he had Goyisha books. The Gemara speaks about the fact that he had Goyisha music. The Gemara speaks about the fact that he misinterpreted when he heard his Rebbe saying. But there's Yushalmi. And it says something else. It's not a steer. It's just Yushalmi saying how this all began. How did he end up there with Goyisha books, with Goyisha music? How did he end up with all these problems? Says the Yushalmi on the Pasuk, Toiv Acharis Dovar Mireishisoi. Toiv Acharis Dovar, the end is going to be good. Mireishisoi from its beginning. And the Gemara tells a story about Acher that at his bris, his father was there and he saw two Talmidei Chachamim. We're not going to go into the whole story, but he saw tremendous kavod. So people had a lot of respect for Talmidei Chacham. He says, I want my son to be a Talmid Chacham also. Why, for the kavod? And he didn't have the right intentions. He didn't inculcate into his son the proper type of approach to Torah. And that's where everything started. And from there, it's a downward spiral. If you don't start on the right foot. We did something a little wacky this year. which is we went to the kever of Abaye and Rava the first day of the Zman. The first day of the Zman, the guys were off the plane, many of you, and tired and cranky, and it was rough, and it was taka rough trip. It was rough for everyone. But what were we doing it for? I wanted to start off the Zman on the right foot, start off the year on the right foot. I wanted to go to Abaye and Rava and be able to daven to them with Mesiras Nefesh. It was hard. It was hard. It was a long, exhausting trip. But we should go daven that we should be able to understand. Everything depends on how you start, my friends. How you start your year. That's the chashivas of the inyan of Bikurim in last week's parasha. The Bikurim is the very first fruits. That's the chashivas of the inyan of Elul. That's the chashivas of the inyan of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the very first day of the year. It's so delicate. The Rosh Hashanah is such a delicate day. Every single thing that happens is going to depend on your Rosh Hashanah. Hakol tolui bereishis. So we have it in our days, we have it in our years, we have it in everything, in our life, in our relationships. Everything is how it gets started. I'll tell you a vart. I said today, someone asked me the following question. He asked me, why is it that we make big, fancy chasanas? Man, the woman, they barely know each other. They bechlal, you know, everyone's nervous, you know, they don't even know what's going to happen. Why we should make the celebration, should be later. I don't know, maybe on the first anniversary, make big celebration, it worked out. Most of the times when marriages don't work out, it's within, you know, they know already by the time it's the first, you know, it comes the first anniversary, most of them. So we should wait, first anniversary, let's celebrate. And we'll make a big party. Talking about they spend tens of thousands, maybe sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars on a chasana and gifts and this and that. And what are they doing that for? They should wait. When you make a siyum, when do we make a siyum? When do we celebrate? When we finish. So maybe make on the 25th anniversary, 50th. Okay, first anniversary. What are we doing? So I think that, I think the MS, someone asked me this question. I think the MS Ateris' question is, if we didn't make such a big deal out of the chasana, it probably wouldn't last. Marriage is a very difficult thing. To make it work, you need to get like a really good start at things. So we put in so much into the beginning to make sure that the beginning goes well. It should start off strong. And we're trying to like celebrate and everyone gets all excited. And if it was just like, you know, just two people with, you know, and you give them like something small and, you know, a drink of l'chaim or something. So much depends on it, how you start. So you have to start with a tremendous amount of simcha and investment and put so much into it. Same thing with our day. We have to start our day off right. A person starts his day off, and he feels good, and he feels like right away he started off on the right foot. So then the rest of the day is going to follow. Zechor na es ha'oil asher alecha. Remember that there's a burden upon you. People, there's expectation. We have a hard time sometimes with expectations. It's hard for us, but we do have that. As people, there are expectations. There are things that we have obligations. We have that. There was a rabbi, his name was Lord Emanuel Jacobowitz. He was called the Lord because he was knighted by the queen. And he was a person who was the chief rabbi, he was the chief rabbi of England. He was a very famous person. And the prime minister of England was very enamored by him. And everyone, he was considered to be a very prominent person in England. Perhaps his most prestigious speech I heard from his son, son's name is Rabbi Shmuel Jacobowitz, lives in Sanhedrin Mechevet. It was a speech he gave in a place called the House of Commoners. I don't know what the House of Commoners is, but it's something obviously important, and he gave a speech there. And he said the following yesod. He said, you're talking about, there's a concept called the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights. He said, in secular law, it's all about my rights. You can't infringe on my rights. I have the freedom of religion and the freedom of, and everything's about, I'm free, I have my rights. Said in Judaism, it's not about rights, it's about obligations. In Judaism, we have obligations. We live with that. And a person has to realize that you wake up in the morning, you're not free. to do whatever you want. You have an obligation. There's something that we need from you. The world is waiting for you to do something. Zechor no'asa oyla asher alecha. Remember this burden. Kol ha'olamos af kedushas Hashem ba'olam hazeh alecha teluyim. All of the worlds, kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting, is taloi, dependent on you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it leman shemo bi'ava. He made it dependent on you. Dog alzeh. This should bother you. You should be concerned. You should feel like there's something to be worried about. Mitoich da'agazu, and from this concern, chashoyiv oy amor, think or say, Riboinoi shaloylom la'avoidoscho eskol atzmi ani moiser. Hashem, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to put everything I have into your avoida. Hoshia, answer me, she'ezke, save me, that I should be zoiche liyos avdecho. I want to be your servant. Ulamali es ritzoynecha. I want to do what you fulfill, what you want from me. Umitoich machshov azu emor birkas ha'toira, ubakesh ma'ashem b'harav. For a person, when he makes the brachas in the morning, the assistant's not saying you have to say these exact words, but before you say the brachas, before they just roll out of your mouth, before you mumble them, whatever it is, think for a second. My life is serious business. My life is important. I have something to accomplish. The Eibishter is waiting for me. That's why he put me here. I want to be able to be successful. And you daven from that feeling and from that understanding, and you say, V'harivna sheyatim gam lecho es mesikos ha'toira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make mesikos ha'toira matim, compatible to me. There are certain times and there are certain things that people they don't process it properly. Right? There's certain things that people don't like. There are certain tastes that people don't like. Everyone has things that they don't like. Some people, they don't like mushrooms. Other people don't like tomatoes. Some people, they don't like the squishy bananas. Other people, they don't like broccoli. Everyone's got their thing that they don't like. And some people don't like learning. Right?
Wrong.
That's what we think. A lot of people think that way. Yeah. A lot of people think that way. I just don't like learning. But learning is something that is compatible to us. We have to make ourselves compatible to it. And I give you a mashal. We had a bacher here in the yeshiva who was a wine connoisseur in a way that I've never seen before in my life. He made his own wine, and he, mamish, he was like, he's a person who had this like understanding of wine, and you know, and I've seen some pretty impressive people that like wine, so no one like him. So listen to what happened. So he's coming around, and I'm giving out schmeck, right? So sometimes I wait for them to take, sometimes I stuff it in their faces, right? So I was in the mood to stuff it in his face. So he says, no, no. He says, I want to drink wine tonight. I said, what was it? He says, if you have mint, so the mint, it in a certain way dulls the senses in your nostrils. You can't appreciate the flavor properly. You got it? So I can't. He took it out that night. I don't have wine tonight. You got it? So what did I understand from there? Avoisai, me and you are snuffing snuff, and we don't think it's staring our appreciation for wine, a kihuzeh, right? But there's something that happens to the hairs inside of your nostrils and the edges of your hairs, that they get a little bit like desensitized, and you don't appreciate your wine the same. And there are things that we can do to our neshama that make that our neshama is not appreciating the Torah the same way it's supposed to be appreciating the Torah. And maybe really we do like Torah, but we just haven't cleansed our palate properly. And maybe there's just too much that's on our tongue that we can't even get the taste. So we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'harivna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make that it's matim gam l'chos. Torah is masak, that's for sure. Torah is sweet. We have to know that. It's just, I've got issues. I got problems. I've got toxins inside of my body, so therefore I can't enjoy it. So help me get out of that so I can appreciate the Torah. Zechar, remember. Sha'ata mitzivoysav shalakodesh baruchu ve'es gadlusoi. Remember that you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. And es gadlusoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus. Remember this. Bereshis psichas eincha alecha. Remember this, and when you, the moment you open your eyes, lahachriz, and to announce right away, es adoyin ha'olam, ala olam shehimlech, lahamlech. Right away, you wake up, you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember that you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's soldier, and think about things that are important. Ba'amrucha adoyin olam, heve medayik, lehispalo, b'chol teva, sheboi, we say adoyin olam. Say every word, carefully. And be medayik in every teva. So you start your day this way, and you have a totally different day. What's the difference? I'd like to suggest 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You take 5 minutes. You start your day 5 minutes differently. The first 5 minutes, no running and rushing. Just focus. Just focus. Okay, I'm davening now. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My day's important. I want to be successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adonai Olam. Think about that. 5 minutes, you'll have a totally different day. I think you should try it. Try 5 minutes. And I'm going to give you a suggestion. My suggestion is, first of all, never come late to davening. But if you do come late, and I'm going to tell you something that's very irregular. If you do come late, try this. Zone out wherever they're up to. If they're up to Baruch Hu, if they're up to Shema, if they're up to Shemon Esrei, zone it out. Take 5 minutes, just be present. Because, I mean, the halacha, I'm saying something that's kind of negative halacha. Yeah, I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you why I'm doing it. Halacha is what you mean, you have to catch up, you have to say Baruch Hu, you have to say Shema, you have to, I mean, really have to do tefillah b'tzibur, that's a big problem, minion challenge, okay, we're going to have to deal with that, but that's a problem, that is a real problem, but that's the halacha, right? So you skip through Pesukei Zimra, and you got to rush through, and you got to, that's that. So that's what. So a lot of times people, they come to davening, they're late, so they have to catch up, and they're running. But if you would take 5 minutes to just be there, no rush, then you learn that there's something called davening, because you don't know about davening. You know about speed racing. That's what you know about, playing catch up. That's not davening. So the halacha of skipping things when you have to catch up, that's for people who know how to daven. If you know what davening is, then you could talk about skipping. First, we have to learn davening. And in order to do that, you have to be able to start off with focus. And I want you to try it. If you're worried about the halacha, so speak to a poisek before you do and make sure this is halachically viable for us, someone to do this. But obviously, the easiest way is just don't come late to davening. If you come 5 minutes early to davening and then you have no problem, everything's going to be great. I'm sure many of us are going to start coming 5 minutes early to davening. Be'ez Hashem with Siyata Dishmaya. But if you don't, at least start off where you're zoned in. You're connected. Your davening is real. There's something happening here. I'm not just running through everything. And then a person, then he starts off his day and on the right foot, or the rightest that he can. Okay, keep going. Koydim Kriya Shema, Hafseik Ezer Agoyim. Before Kriya Shema, just wait for a few seconds. V'chashoiv. I'm going to now accept upon myself. I'm now going to be mevatel myself. I'm going to subjugate myself. I'm going to be machnia myself. I'm going to bend myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless and his kedusha. In other words, I'm going to attach myself to Hashem. From this thought, say Shema. We're supposed to be Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Echad, you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem, Echad. Ches is for the seven Rekiyas and the Aretz, and Dalet is for the four Ruchos. Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one everywhere. That's what we're supposed to be thinking. That's what a person is supposed to think when he says Shema. Now he says something which I want to share with you how important this is. V'sha'ata muchan lehashlich es atzmecha be'esh l'shem kedushasa yisvach. You should think by Shema that you are prepared to have yourself thrown in a furnace of fire, l'shem kedushasa yisbarach, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha, for his glory. This is what you're supposed to do, and I want to show you why I think that this is so, so important, and is mamish a game changer, life changer. A person should think that right now he's being bound to a stake, and someone is saying to him, either you convert to our religion, or we will burn you alive. A person should think, and he should try to put himself in that place, and he should see if he can make the decision, I'm prepared to be burnt alive. Throw me into the fire. For Hashem's glory, I'll do it. That's what he says you're supposed to do every day during Shema. This is a game changer, Rabbi say. It will change your life. And I'll explain to you some of what I think is the psychology here. We have a difficult time because our Judaism comes easy. And easy come, easy go. That's normal psychology. That's normal human nature. That's human nature. We never really had to give up much for our Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is enjoyable. We got good food. You know, we have good lives. It's not difficult. So we don't. A person establishes a relationship. We might have spoken about this last week. I don't remember. When you give to something, when you invest in something, we didn't really have to ever sacrifice much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a good life. We live a good life. The people that had to sacrifice, for them, it built them. The nisyonos and the challenges, they build you. They do. A person had to be moiser nefesh for Shabbos. You know what Shabbos means to him? A person that was willing to give up his job. Back in the day, in America, not that long ago, people gave up their jobs for Shabbos, which means they were going hungry. They had no food in their fridge. And they had to quit because Shabbos. You know what Shabbos had to mean to them? And because of that, they built their kesher, their relationship with Shabbos. For us, Shabbos is easy. We got Shabbos clocks. We got Shabbos ovens. We got everything. Shabbos is not inconvenient. So we have a hard time really making that connection. It's hard. Says the Rebbe, there is a solution. The solution is if you can, in your mind, make that sacrifice. If you could actually put yourself in that place and try for a moment to try to put yourself there. What am I going to do if my parnassah's on the line and it's a question of Shabbos? Am I going to do it or am I not going to do it? And go through the struggle inside of yourself. Don't just like, you know, just think about it. Struggle that struggle. You can sacrifice for Shabbos without ever having to really sacrifice. But you did it. Now you have that connection with Shabbos because I would give up my life for Shabbos. Says the P.S.S. and do that with the Eibishter. Think what would happen. And I want to tell you something. And this is important. I believe that every single one in this room, if they were put on the spot of either giving up their religion, or getting killed, I think every one of you would do it. I think everyone would do it. We all that care that much about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, through the generations, through the history of Klal Yisrael, happened over and over again. And I've told stories here before about this, about even non-religious people. I told a story, it's not for now because it's too long, about a person who was fry, he was captured by Muslim terrorists. And they were going to shoot him dead. And they said, all you have to do is, you have to denounce Judaism, you have to, you know, embrace Allah, we'll let you go. He's fry, he's totally not religious. And he said, no. He said, no. Because when it comes down to it, the most important thing that we know, and the most important thing in this world, is our connection with Hashem. We all know that. So, in truth, if you could really put yourself there, it might be scary when you start it, your answer will be, yeah, I'll give up my life for you, Hashem. I'll give up my life for you. And the moment you do that, and the moment that becomes real, it's okay. I have a headache. I don't want to get up for Shacharis this morning. You have a headache? You're going to give up your life for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't fight through a headache? I'm tired. My friends are going out. You're willing to give up everything for Hashem. You can't give up, like, you can't stand up to a little bit of peer pressure? You can. This is the secret to success, is a person can do that. And that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Kachi Darko Shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas b'melech, mayim b'mishura, valoritz tishon. You know, you want to learn Torah? You have to be able to eat bread. That's what you eat, just bread. And you drink just a little bit of water and you sleep on the floor. I was like, who's eating bread, drinking water and sleeping on the floor? No one. Even Rav Aaron Leib has a bed. Even Rav Chaim Kanevsky has a bed. Everyone has a bed. Who's sleeping on the floor? What does the Mishnah mean, Kachi Darko Shel Torah? This is it, just eat bread. The pshat in the Mishnah is, you have to be prepared to sacrifice for Torah that much. Establish a relationship. Torah, you are so important to me that I'm willing to sacrifice everything for you. I don't have to. Baruch Hashem, we have schnitzel. We can eat schnitzel. No one's saying you don't eat the schnitzel. But be prepared that even if tonight's supper is not so delicious, but I'm not going to give up on my learning, I'm not going to sacrifice my learning for anything. That's what it means. And a person makes that decision, he can enjoy his schnitzel or his snake or his whatever it might be, because he's built the relationship. Have a medayik b'ma'asecha. You have to be careful with your maisim. Careful the way that you carry yourself, the way you behave the entire day. Because if you want chas v'shalom to be mechal, to make a chil Hashem, look at this Talmud, look at this bocher. He's one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. Look how low he is. Look how bad he is. Chas v'shalom, you want to make a chil Hashem that way? You want to do that? My father, as a Zang Zun, used to go to a shir on Monday nights. His Rebbe used to give a shiur Monday nights. It was an open shiur for people. And he had a friend. His friend, his name was Willie Kahan. Zechron Levracha. Willie worked for, we used to call him Uncle Willie. Very close with him. Willie worked for Bell Labs. Bell Labs was before AT&T, Verizon. I think it's gone now, right? Bell Labs was the telephone company. Anyway, so they had to have a special meeting. Out of hours. So they said, they called the board together and says, when are we going to make the meeting? Let's make the meeting Monday night. Willie says, I can't come Monday night. He says, why can't you come Monday night? Because I have a shir. What's a shir? So he starts telling them, there's a rabbi, gives a class, and they're trying to figure out how many people? It's around 200 people. 200 people? Yeah. The rabbi speaks for around an hour and a half. Hour and a half. Is there food? No, there's no food. Is there drinks? No, there's no drinks. Are there women? Like, no drinks, no women, no food. All we do is sit and listen to the rabbi speak. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. How could, what this is, it was shocking to them. Such an amazing thing that people don't, you know, need that type of. When I was a bachur in yeshiva, so we had two, they're from Ukrainians. We used to work. And they used to come to the Purim Suda and stand and watch the Purim Suda. They couldn't believe there's so many people drinking and not one of them was, you know, in the Ezra's Nashim, not one of them was hitting anyone else. No one was cursing. Everyone was just dancing and singing. They couldn't believe it. Because when Goyim get drunk, so there's fights and there's curses and there's, you know, all they were like in awe of what was happening. A person can make a Kiddush Hashem with his mice. But the opposite can happen too. Last week I was in a taxi, very late at night. And the taxi driver says, what are you doing out so late at night? So he said to me, Eze Ason. He said, all these Bahurei Yeshiva, they're going drinking. He says, is if was a kavodah Torah. He said it used to be bachurei yeshiva. He said ani mechabedet haTorah, ani mechabedet haTorah. But is a bachurei mayim osim? Says is a shtut. He said it's terrible, disgusting what's happening. And he was telling me. He was like, he said, I'm disgusted by what they do. They come here to Eretz Yisrael and they drink and then the streets and they're cursing and they're this and that. He says, Mazeb, this is a bachur yeshiva. Ani yode mazeb bachur yeshiva. I know bachur yeshiva. Elam zman stam la lechet lishtot berchovot. Lo, mazeb, ma pitom. And he said to me, Eze chilul Hashem. Eze chilul Hashem. Person wants to. We carry a banner, whether we want to carry it or not. We carry a tag. Everyone knows that someone coming from America to Eretz Yisrael is learning in yeshiva. That's what we're doing here. And we walk around, and that's what we represent. We represent the yeshiva bachrim. We have to be very careful with where we're going and what we're doing, because people are looking at us. And chil Hashem, my friends. Chil Hashem is from the worst averas a person can do on the planet. Mechal Shem Shammai. You have to be very careful. People look at you and say, this is the way Yeshiva Bachar acts. Al tischaber l'chovero. Person should not make friends with bad friends. Af misicho kalo shaloi. And even just from just like slight little small conversation, stay away, like the distance of an arrow. One word of leitzanis, af bikritza achas meinov, just one wink of his eye. Es kol hoin hatoira v'akedusha she'asafta el kirbecha. All of that you've gathered, all the Torah, all the Kedusha, all that you've worked, all the sensitivities, everything you've been building inside of you, Bigis Esther Shanim, you've been working for the past 10 years on, Yachalu Chas V'Shalom Lehavish. You could spoil it all in a moment. Dead friend with a joke, with a leitzanis, can destroy everything, all your sensitivities, all you've been working on, everything. The person has to be very careful with how he surrounds himself. There was an amazing miracle that Avram and Sarah had children at 100 years old. And everyone said they're never going to have kids. And they had children. And it was a massive celebration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the face of Yitzchak was going to look exactly like Avram. Now to me, the major miracle is because how do babies ever look exactly like 100-year-old people? But I guess he did. He looked. He was a spitting image of Avram. Why? Says Rashi, because Chazal say, because the Leitzanei Hador, we're going to say, this isn't Avram's child. This is Avimelech's child. You know, there's a whole story over this. This is Avimelech. This is not Avram. This is an illegitimate child. You could take such an amazing, inspiring event. And you could just wipe it away with one little joke. Sarah Maynard was 90 years old. So even if it was Avimelech's child, it's still a crazy miracle. But once you make a joke of something, it loses all of its effect. A person has to be very careful because we're trying to build sensitivities. We're trying to work on ourselves. And the truth is that we're a work in progress. We're fragile. All of us are fragile. Someone might just say something and throw you off. And you have to be careful. Bo el yeshiva. Bishah meduyekes. We're almost done, my friends. Bo, come to yeshiva. Bishah meduyekes means be exact. Be exact with your time. If you one time you accidentally once you came late, one time. Tidag belibecho al chetacho ze. You should be worried in your heart on this transgression, this chet, this sin. And be mekabel yourself to come on time next. not coming on time is a chet. There was once the architect of Torah. His name was Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. Right? He used to call himself Mr. Mendelovich. He's a famous Zog. I don't know, I think it was Rabbi Yaakov, maybe someone else. Is Mr. is a Nister. Mr. Mendelovich, he was called the architect of Torah in America, Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. He's a great man with a tremendous amount of insight. Fast, he built Yeshiva's Torah Vadas. And Torah Vadas was Lakewood was like mamish, you know, in the boondocks. No one lived in Lakewood. That was like the people that were like running to the Ir Mikla. That was Lakewood. It was like, where was Torah in like the mainstream Judaism? It was Torah Vadas. So Reb Shraga Feivel was the architect of Torah in America. He used to stand by the door with his watch as people came in, and he'd say to them, "You're 30 seconds late. You're a minute and 50 seconds late. You're seven." That's what he would stand by the door. We should be coming on time. A person should never be late. Appreciate the fact that what we're doing here is important. Every second is precious. Never come late. And if he does come late, then he should be conscious of what time he came. It's fascinating. Because I speak sometimes to Bachram, I ask them, what time do you show up in the Beis Medrash? They don't have a time. They have no clue. They don't know. I get here, when I get here, they'll throw out a number, which they don't even know if it's, you know, anywhere near like when they really come. But do we know, Bechlal, what time we're coming, when we're coming, when we're not coming? Are we at all conscious of the fact that we're supposed to be on time? As a matter of fact, I don't want to embarrass anyone, but there's some people who don't even know what time Seder starts. They don't even know what time. It's like, doesn't Seder start at a... I'm like, no, it doesn't. I didn't know. How could you not know? How could you not know? Be'ema u'besimcha shev b'yeshiva. Be'ema means with a degree of fear. Besimcha means with a degree of happiness. Shev b'yeshiva. Should be happy that we have something to fear. Be happy that your life is important. Be happy that you are important. And when you're important, you're nervous. When it's an important job, an important thing, you're nervous. You know, you should be happy that you could be nervous. There's a lot riding on you. That should make you feel good. Be'ema u'besimcha shev b'yeshiva. There's a lot riding on this. Ki Hashem nimtza ata imcha. Hashem is with us now. Here to teach you Torah. When you learn Torah, a person should learn Torah be'ema u'besimcha. When he's learning Torah, he has to realize Hashem's here in the room. Sometimes people learn Torah and it looks something like this. So Rebbe, what does the Tosfos say? What's the problem? I'm chilling with the Torah. There's a problem there. Because a person is realizing that he's learning with the Eibishter, with the Borei Olam. Kol mochem asher azker shemi avo nachol v'echticha. Wherever you mention my... I'm here. Shem's here in the room right now with us. The Eibishter is in this room right now. A person comes, there's a certain degree of dignity. A certain degree of person feels that there's an important meeting. So he goes... He understands. You sit slouched over. You sit like leaning over. You sit like... Have a certain degree of respect for the basic medrash. For the Limud HaTorah. For the Eibishter who's learning here with us. The person is cognizant, is aware, and is sensitive. And then so much starts going right for him. So much he starts enjoying. You're right. It's stiff. At a certain degree, it's like there's obligations here. It's a burden. But he feels accomplished, important, significant, and he feels that he has done something that he cares about. Beis Hashem, B'li Neder, we'll continue next time.